From November 6th to 11th, 2022, a delegation from the Netherlands visited Chile. The goal was to explore further opportunities for green hydrogen cooperation. Chile has a huge potential of sun in the north and wind in the south. It has the ambition to become a green hydrogen powerhouse. The Netherlands, as a front runner on hydrogen, could be an important future off-taker and fulfills an important role in the European energy transition as the main point of entry to Europe, and already has the highest usage of hydrogen as a percentage of GDP.
We absolutely need clean, green hydrogen to import that from all over the world in order to achieve our goals. That's why we're here in Chile. That is working perfectly for us. We are looking for the right partners who can join our supply chains in green energy.
The Dutch organizations in the mission were of high strategic relevance, as almost the whole green hydrogen value chain was represented. The ports of Amsterdam and Rotterdam, infrastructure and storage services, financial services, energy specialists, specific consultancy providers, human capital development providers, knowledge institutions, and Dutch national and local government representatives participated.
Ik werk bij het havenbedrijf Rotterdam en ben daar verantwoordelijk voor het hele energietransitieprogramma. En onderdeel daarvan is dat we op zoek zijn naar nieuwe, schone grondstoffen en energiebronnen. En groene waterstof is er daar één van. Nou, dan moet je naar landen gaan kijken waar zon en wind heel veel aanwezig is. En Chili is daar een voorbeeld van.
Chile's hydrogen strategy is moving from volume to value and aims at a just transition. Chile pays attention to its own energy transition, to creation of local added value and accelerating industrial development, and to a planned export strategy. Socioeconomic, social, and environmental aspects play a key role, which fits in well with the responsible business conduct policy of the Netherlands.
We, as human capital developers, as a training and education institution, we have seen that there is a lot of potential in the country. Chile is really ahead of its time in its ambition to become a renewable energy hub.
The Chilean Enterprise Agency, Corfo, has an important and coordinating role under the leadership of the Ministry of Energy. Valuable talks between global, European, Latin American, Dutch, and Chilean financial stakeholders about how blended financing can balance risk, return, and impact of green hydrogen investments in Chile were held.
We're here on this trade mission to establish long-term relationships with the Chilean government. Talked with the ministry, with the region, and with the mayors of some cities, and with the port authorities about the cooperation between the ports and the cities.
So it was really very worthwhile to go out here to talk to people. And it was it basically gave us a very good understanding of the current situation on Chile, both of the government, but also on private parties and on ports, on what they're currently doing with regards to green hydrogen.
Four large contact moments with the various Chilean ecosystems connected the 16 Dutch organizations to over 150 Chilean stakeholders in Santiago, Concepcion, and Mejillones. During these large-scale events, information on both the Dutch and Chilean hydrogen strategy and implementation was exchanged. Existing relations were strengthened, and new opportunities for cooperation explored and discussed.
We have seen so many opportunities, we've met fantastic people, and we have seen beautiful areas where future hydrogen can be produced and exported from.
I think a very strong basis for further collaboration to establish the international hydrogen value chains and to decarbonize our economies.
It was great to meet all these people and have in 1 week actually a fantastic view on how Chile works with the industry and how they want to proceed forward.
Senior representatives of national, regional, and local governments spoke about and presented major future production and application projects in their respective geographical area. Panel discussions were organized about possibilities, status, and pitfalls of projects. Visits were made to sites in the Valparaíso region, GNL Quintero, and Mejillones, Compañía Portuaria Mejillones, and Puerto Angamos, to the INAP refineries, and to a pilot for hydrogen-based emission-free copper production in Concepción, and to Cerro Dominador, a 220-megawatt large solar energy plant. The green H2 market is still in its pilot, planning, and design phase, but there is a wide interest across the entire spectrum, as both Chile and the Netherlands see the enormous potential and are committed to contribute to the energy transition. Thanks to this mission, we can conclude further cooperation is ensured between two frontrunners who are keen on working together on green hydrogen, its role in achieving decarbonization targets by 2030 and beyond.